Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we're back. And now joining us is Joe, calling us with the conspiracy countdown. So what's happening in the world of conspiracy this week?
Well, we sort of had a holdover from last week, and a lot of the conspiracy theories are still focusing on Trump. And on the other side, we've got a lot of conspiracy theories still about the Parkland shooting. But if we sort of peel those apart and look underneath the hood, we do have some good conspiracy theory activity going on out there. So I have a top three for the week. But before we do that, I wanted to give you the bonus. And this one, because I know you're not feeling well, our bonus conspiracy theory is that the CDC killed one of its doctors. And The doctor let out the fact that the flu shot was indeed not preventing the flu, but causing it and killing people.
Oh. See.
So they have a name of this person, and he's now dead. He's actually dead. And did work at the CDC. So this has been going around.
Oh, they found him. They found him.
Hey. They found him.
And did he die of a flu shot?
Well, they say that the CDC just killed him. I don't know if they killed him with the flu or the flu shot.
Well, you know.
But Snopes, I think it might have been Snopes or another fact checker that got to the bottom of it and said, yes, a person at the CDC did die, but they were not a doctor, and they were not killed by the CDC, and the flu shot does not cause the flu or kill people. And the websites that were sharing this were not, were not the most trustworthy.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's the conspiracy. I think that the government's trying to kill us all with the flu shot.
Well, you know, I always think about these things where they want to do depopulation.
Yeah.
You know, like the Illuminati want to kill off 5 billion people. But there's always this fantasy that having less people would be better. I mean, that's only true at Disney World, where having less people is better.
Yeah.
But in the rest of the world, having people is a really good thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, just not waiting in lineups for bathrooms.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that can go on forever. I think the flu shot thing I've heard lots, and we've had guests on that believe that the flu shot is not only a conspiracy, but it's not healthy for you. So I don't know if that'll change.
Well, I have our top three, and I'll just start with number three. And that is on Craigslist, there was an ad looking for crisis actors. And people have taken that ad to think that it's the FBI actually hiring people to do some sort of other nefarious activity involving crisis actors. And the FBI has come out and given a statement and said, and they did not deny that that was their ad. In fact, they didn't even address the ad, but they just said there are no current terror attacks about to take place. And this was going on in Houston, so they said in Houston right now. So they were a little bit coy about it. But perhaps they are hiring crisis actors. Maybe not. We'll have to see. I do know that here at my university next week, they are going to be doing some crisis training. So they probably will have crisis actors. But it will be to train in case of an emergency.
Yeah. Well, what are the, crisis actors have been going on for a while now. This isn't brand new.
Yeah, and I think since 9/11, they have to do a lot more of these recreations or they go out and they have everybody come in, and you have to have people pretending to be victims. You have to have people to get in the ambulances. You have to have people to do hostage situations and make it as real as possible. So it's been going on. Used to fake the shooting of children is a different matter altogether.
Yeah, and they do these crisis acting for what reason?
I guess it's to make the training exercises more realistic. So imagine if you're going to recreate a hostage situation, you have to have people playing the hostages, or else it's just, it's just too much pretending on the part of the first responders.
Okay. So now it's gone into, so what are they're saying they're hiring for the FBI to fake more shootings, or that's what they're
saying? Yeah. So that's, that's the proof right there.
Yeah, that's it. I believe it now. That's it.
So number two takes us to the, polar end of the planet. So they have discovered using Google technology, pictures from satellites, that a UFO crash landed on Antarctica. And they can actually show it. You can't really see the craft because it's covered in snow, but there is a trail behind it where it looks like the craft came down and sort of skidded through the snow before coming to a stop.
Okay. But if the world's flat, where'd they come from? Okay.
Well, interestingly, this coincides with another big story that came out. They said, where are all the penguins going? And they actually found a secret penguin base on Antarctica. And they said there were millions of these penguins just hanging out there. And nobody had seen them for a long time. It was only through flying overhead that they were able to find all the penguins.
And What? So,
so perhaps they came on the UFO. I don't know.
What I don't get the. So the penguins are planning, or they're smarter than we think. I don't know.
Well, I think penguins are smarter than. It's hard to know. Hang on. There to find out. So,
yeah. Oh. Okay, let's keep on moving. Now, what's next?
So, our number one stems from an appearance by Macaulay Culkin on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they talked about some of the conspiracy theories surrounding the Home Alone movies. And because of his appearance on there. One big one has sort of made its way on social media again, and that is that the kid from Home Alone, Kevin, who was played by Macaulay Culkin, actually goes on to be Jigsaw, the evil mastermind in all of the Saw movies.
Okay.
So are you familiar with them, where they have like 10 of these movies now where this evil guy will lock people up in a room and say you can escape if you saw your hand off with a saw.
Yeah. But what's the conspiracy? Like, what's the end game if it was...
Okay. Well, it's one of these conspiracy theories where it's less about them trying to do evil to people and more about having some hidden secret within these popular culture plots. You know, so another really good example of this was about Grease, and they said, and this might depress you for the rest of the day, but you know how, you know, if you watch the movie Grease, it starts out with Sandy being out in the ocean. And then John Travolta comes and rescues her. And then at the end, they sort of fly off together in a car into the clouds. You know, so as you watch the movie, it gets weirder and weirder and doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What they said isn't really recounting events that happened at school that year. It recounts what was going on in Sandy's brain as she drowned to death. And she had these fantasies. And then the fantasy gets weirder and weirder as she's losing oxygen to the brain. And that's when the movie ends, as she finally dies.
Okay.
So I just saddened a whole lot of...
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. I don't know what to say with that. I'm sort of lost on that. So... I guess I'm not thinking clear, you know. I need my flu shot.
Well, we have to talk about something on the internet, so.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'd imagine that next week will be all about the Oscars.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just starting to ruminate now, so we'll see what springs up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much again, Joe. It's always good to talk to you.
All right, thanks.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay. And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.